Back here on the infield of Drake Stadium with the state champions in the 4x100-meter relay and your Class 2A state champion, Pella Christian Girls Track and Field Squad, Lexi Terpstra, leading off, clinching the state title for the Eagles. What does that mean to you?
I don't even have words to describe it. Like, it's incredible. Fun little fact, our school girls, we've never won a state championship. So I'm just honored to be the first ones, and especially alongside these girls. And just so grateful for God and the opportunities and the talents that he's given all of us and for bringing us together.
Well, to piggyback off what Lexi just said, at Pella Christian, it's been 30 years in total since the last state championship, and that has ended here today. Amaya, second leg of that, what does that mean to you?
Like Lexi, I have no words, but I'm so grateful to be able to contribute my legs to that. And I'm so grateful for these girls and the hard work that they put on this whole season, for the coaches, obviously their hard work and dedication, support, and most importantly to God, as he has blessed us with this. And we continue to lean on him for support, and we're so grateful for this opportunity.
Claire, the lone senior here with this group, but one of two seniors for this squad, and you're capping off your career as a 4x1 state champion and a team champion. What words do you have?
I think everybody else has summed it up pretty well, but grateful and thankful are like my two biggest words. I'm truly blessed to have been able to run with these girls, and I think everybody just trusting the process and giving everything to God definitely helped. But yeah, it's been such a blessing to be able to compete with these girls throughout this whole season.
All right, coming back through, Lexi, you've been a critical part of the 70 points that Pella Christian has scored this weekend so far. Could be potentially up to 80, depending on the 4x4. But, you know, what has it meant to see the hard work you put in pay off to be able to help this squad achieve the dream of winning that state title?
It's just been amazing. Like, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't even sure if I was going to run track. And I really felt like God was calling me to give it one more season. And I couldn't be more grateful that he set that on my heart. Just the relationships that I've grown with these girls and the progress that I've made in the sport and the love that he's like instilled in me for it. I'm just so grateful for him and really just the sport and these girls.
Amaya, a lot of hard work gone into this for you as well to be able to be a part of this team that's been able to work its way up to a state title. What has it meant to see that hard work pay off?
It just means the world to me. I know these girls go through blood, sweat, and tears at practice, and I just can't be more grateful to God for allowing this opportunity for us to represent Pella Christian here at Drake. And I truly, these girls, I don't want to get teary-eyed. I don't want to cry, because definitely just so much hard work, and it's so been worth it.
All right, our senior, to wrap it up here, a lot of hard work has gone into this, and you have represented Pella Christian in numerous ways. Now you're representing them as a state champion, and right before graduation, nonetheless, too. I mean, this has just got to be a very surreal feeling to see all the hard work you put in over the last 4 years come together in one of the best ways I'm sure you could probably think to cap off your high school athletic career.
Yeah, it's been such an honor. Like, it couldn't have gone any better than this. I'm so grateful for all the track meets we've had to get to this point. And, yeah, I'm speechless. I don't have any other words.